Morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be back at this this Capital Link conference, the 10th one that the London Stock Exchange has had the privilege of supporting in what's the third London International Shipping Week, which I think everyone here would agree is gathering some very significant momentum in the calendar of everyone connected with this sector. London, we think, is at the heart of both the international maritime sector, of course, but also of global finance. The two are inextricably linked and have been for many, many sort of hundreds of years. And so it's our pleasure to continue to support that event and hopefully reassure you that markets continue to be there to support the sector. I think some of the themes that we'll hear during today continue to be, and you've probably heard me hear this say before at previous events, that with some of the challenges, as alluded to, remaining in the lending to the sector, there is a need for patient capital to support the continued development of the sector. We think the equity market is going to play its role in that, and we very much hope the London market can continue to support the long-term financing goals of the sector. When I presented this time last year, the Brexit vote was still obviously very recent, and a number of people I spoke to at this event were trying to really work through the implications for the London Stock Exchange in terms of international listings. Was it going to have an impact on what companies were looking to do? I remember saying at the time I didn't think it would have a material impact for international companies looking to list their businesses, because we felt that companies, when they think about a listing and raising capital, really look for a number of things in the venue they look for. They look for liquidity. They look for access to investors all around the world. They look for what's a fair and transparent regulatory environment in which to sit. They look for the quality of the ecosystem that serves those companies. And so I think if you think about all those things that have made London a great place to raise capital over many, many years, none of that has really changed. And I think importantly, companies have voted with their feet in the last 12 months. We've seen £360 billion of capital raised on the London market since July last year. And a good deal of that has been by international issuers, as we'll see. So I think be reassured that London as a financial centre remains in strong health across asset classes, and should be of reassurance to you that it continues to be there to support and finance international businesses as a whole. I mentioned across asset classes. Worth noting that international issuers have raised about a quarter of the equity on our market in the last 12 months and over half the debt that's been listed on the London market. Our listed fund market as well, I think, has been a very, very interesting market. We've seen about £8.5 billion of new equity raised in the closed-end fund market over the course of the last year from both IPOs and further issuance. Not just UK managers, but a very international mix of managers. The likes of Pershing Square, Sherbourne, Gabelli have listed funds recently across a wide range of investment strategies. A large number of those have been REITs, and whilst not sort of labouring the analogy, I think that should give you comfort that in a market that such as we're in at the moment, relatively low volatility, investors having a lot of capital to put to work, low returns across other asset classes, actually the opportunity to get exposure to decent yield and exposure to real assets is something that investors are very, very focused at the moment on. And hopefully that will yield some interesting opportunities for the sector going forward. A couple of highlights in terms of our IPO market. I think as the press would sometimes like to have it, there's certainly a post-Brexit narrative that it's all doom and gloom out there. Actually, we've seen anything but that this year. We've seen 68 IPOs this year on the London market. That compares to 65 in the whole of last year. And actually, the pipeline for the next 3 months is very positive. So we're going to be very, very significantly through that in terms of number of deals. And on proceeds raised, we've seen the best part of 10 billion raised already, 70% higher than the whole of 2016. And the majority of those transactions are trading up, again, which should help reinforce investor confidence as new companies present themselves. It includes many international IPOs. I'll just highlight there, Global Ports Holding, the world's largest cruise port operator, which raised over 200 million on the London market back in May, the third largest global IPO in the broader shipping space over the course of the last 12 months. And the pipeline, as I say, remains healthy and will continue to grow. A brief advert on our relative position. I think reports of the death of the UK equity market are somewhat exaggerated. This tracks the first 6 months of this year, where you can see 43 IPOs, significantly higher than any other market. And in terms of proceeds raised, we've been about 2.5 times the proceeds of the next largest exchange. So reassurance, hopefully, to all of you that the London market remains healthy on an absolute and a relative basis. So more importantly, what about activity in the shipping sector? And I think Evan highlighted on a global basis that there are some signs of life across asset classes, which I think people should take encouragement by. And this chart, again, looks back a little bit further back. And I think if you look at it in that context, it's interesting to see that, you know, clearly, 2007 peak year for, as you're all sort of familiar with. And then through the crisis, what I think you saw in terms of the equity market raises is that, these were typically sort of rescue and recapitalization deals for existing issuers. The IPO market quietened off. In fact, I think if you look at the stats of the last few years, 1.5 billion globally or so on average per year, compared to the best part of 4 billion in the previous 8-9 years, I think really sort of goes to show how much risk appetite has been impacted through the crisis. But I think there really are signs of life and a pickup in activity. So this year we've seen 1.3 billion raised in the global equity market. So you're back in line with the sort of 2008-9 onwards average already. And I think, again, as I talked about, the pipeline remains pretty positive. And we know there are several projects in early look type discussions with investors for London market issues over the next sort of 3 to 6 months, which I'm very, very encouraged by. I won't sort of go through all of these in detail, but again, this shows the sort of variety of IPOs we've seen in the last 12 months. And Global Ports sits there as the third largest, as I say, in globally this year, and the largest in EMEA year to date. In terms of follow-on activity, we've seen continued strong issuance. The largest raise in this broader sector was Cobham, albeit, of course, not a shipping company in itself, but a services and technology provider to the sector, raising close to $700 million to shore up its balance sheet, again, through the London market. So, look, I think in conclusion, really what our message continues to be is that, the London shipping ecosystem as a whole, as evidenced by Shipping Week, as evidenced by, the attendance here today, is in excellent health. Whether you look at ship broking, underwriting and insurance, maritime information, derivative contracts, specialist advisors, across the different segments, technology, it's all here within the London market. It's a very, very proud hub for the sector. And as far as we're concerned at the London Stock Exchange, we want to continue our work to make sure that we do our bit to support the long-term financing of this ecosystem. And I think, as I say, there are steps in the right direction. There are a number of things that I think are in exploration phase at the moment. And I very much hope that I'll be standing here in 12 months' time saying, look, we've now seen some of that activity come through. After a few years of us talking here about the dawn of something potentially very, very exciting. So, as I say, the London shipping market is not the biggest around the world. We know that, but we do have a wide range of companies right across the sort of maritime value chain. It's been great to see some of these companies performing well despite the choppy waters. It's been great to see some using their listings, like Clarkson, for example, as currency to execute strategically important M&A. We're keen to grow this number over time, and we look forward to working with many of you in this room to help make that happen in the months and years to come. Thank you very much indeed for having me back.